Welcome to International Personal Finance's 2015 Q1 Trading Update Briefing, hosted by Gerard Ryan, Chief Executive Officer. Also on the call is David Broadbent, Chief Commercial Officer. Today's conference is being recorded. I will now hand you over to Gerard Ryan to begin today's conference. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Una. Good morning, everybody. Sorry for holding you for a few minutes there, but we had people queuing up to get on the line. It's Gerard here, and I've got Dave with me this morning. Hopefully by now you've had our release and you've had a chance to just scan it anyway. But let me take you through the headlines and give you some brief overviews, and then we'd be very happy to take any questions you might have. So as you know, when we announced our end-of-year results just a few weeks ago, we explained that we'd seen a slowdown in quarter four, but that we were taking action to get back to growth as soon as possible. Well, I'm very pleased to say that the actions that we've been taking are having a very positive effect. So the underlying profit growth for the quarter was up 18%, so very pleased with that. Clearly, the FX headwinds that we had in 2014 are still there, but also the other good thing which we see anyway, is that we're continuing to invest in growth, and you'll see the impact of that. So group profit for the quarter was $10.4 million. Now, in terms of the actions we've taken, clearly what we did say at the annual results was that we would be more targeted, both in terms of our incentive campaigns for our agent workforce and also in terms of our marketing. We've done that, and it is showing through. So we had a very slow start to the quarter, which really was the hangover from the end of year. But as we went through each month of the quarter, we saw progressive improvements, particularly slow in Hungary, where we were adjusting to some new regulations that came in there, which required us to retrain all of our employees and all of our agents. And so Hungary had a particularly difficult start, but by the end of the quarter, we felt was firing on all cylinders again. In terms of credit quality is very good, and you can see that it did improve slightly in the quarter, and it's bang in the middle of our target range. The acquisition of MCB was completed, and we're very pleased with how MCB is trading, even though it is early days, but genuinely very pleased with that. And as a result of how that is doing, we've decided to open up digital in Spain as our first country with this new acquisition. Now, we're going through the process of getting our license in Spain for the home credit business, but that is taking longer than we'd expected. So at this stage, we're just announcing that we will go there with digital as well, and we will play those two together in due course. We did take some extra funding in the quarter, so 100 million euros on our existing bond, so a tap to the existing bond at 5.75. And the other piece of notable news, but you're probably already aware of this, is that we successfully concluded the WOCIC investigation in terms of fees. So there was no fine coming from that, and WOCIC have confirmed that we have changed the product to their satisfaction. Clearly, we still await our date for the court hearing for the other WOCIC challenge that we have on board. In terms of our individual countries, particularly pleased with Poland and with Mexico. Mexico doing really, really well, and Poland bounced back from a slow quarter four and had a very positive quarter one. You will see that Czech and Slovak continue to shrink slightly, but we're becoming more optimistic in terms of where we're going to get to on that business. Romania was slowish is what I would say, but that is partly as a result of the fact that we're bringing it back in terms of credit quality to where we will be comfortable, and we expect pretty soon that we'll be able to go back into growth mode there. Our smaller new entries, Bulgaria and Lithuania, are very pleased with their growth rates. I think that's covered them all. And as I said, Mexico, really, really pleased. So overall, a good quarter, I think essentially delivering on what we said at the annual results announcements, which was that we would make these changes in terms of the focus on what I would call call to action with our marketing and better incentive campaigns for our agents, and that had the positive impact we were looking for. Finally, today, this morning, we're going to have our AGM. And at that AGM, after 8.5 years of leadership of this business as chairman, Christopher Rodriguez will stand down and will hand over to Dan O'Connor. I'd just like to go on record to say that I've been very, very pleased with the working relationship with Christopher. I think he's been a huge support to me as I came into the business, and I think he's been a great steward for this business over the last 8.5 years. So our thanks to Christopher for that, and we very much look forward to working with Dan to take the business on to the next stage of growth. So that's it in terms of summary. Dave, anything you'd like to add to that?
No, I think I'd just repeat the point you made earlier, Jared, that we did have a slow quarter four at the end of last year, and we've seen progressive improvement this year, so we're feeling pretty positive.
Okay, Una, we'd be happy now to take any questions that might come in on the line.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press the star or asterisk key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We will take our first question from Portia Patel from RBC. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Morning, this is Portia Patel from RBC. I've just got two questions. First, if you could comment on the delay in the licensing process for the Spanish home credit business and what the implications of that are. And second, could you just clarify whether Spain rather than Poland will now be the first digital market?
Hi, Portia, it's Gerard here. Okay, so as regards the licensing process, there is a structure that you have, a process that you have to go through with the Bank of Spain. We're going through that. At the start of the year, it was indicated to us that we should expect to get our license in February. Then we were sort of informed we should expect in April, and it now feels like it's going to be another few months. There are no indications that there are any problem with the process or with the licensing application, but it's just taking longer than expected. We're not getting upset by it. It's just a fact. At the same time, we've been really pleased with MCB, and clearly we acquired MCB with a view to expanding it across our businesses in terms of the countries we're already in, as well as going to new geographies. And having done our research earlier on Spain and having spent some time now with the MCB team, we've decided that it's a really good opportunity to go for digital there.
So, Portia, the other part, you were asking whether Spain or Poland would prefer. Obviously, we've got Happy Loans that's trading in Poland. It started trading there at the end of last year. So, following the acquisition of MCB, we've just about integrated the two businesses together. In terms of Happy Loans development, it's going very well. We've issued our first few thousand loans. We're now at the point where we can put our first scorecard revisions. But in terms of the outlook for the rest of this year, it's still about issuing credit, working out the goods from the bads, scorecard refinement. And when we've got to a point where we're happy the scorecard's working effectively, then that's when you move into growth mode. But that'll be some months away from here in Poland. And obviously when MCB does start trading in Spain, there'll be a similar development period of somewhere between 6 to 12 months where it's relatively low volume. You're just testing your scorecard before you expand.
I feel like we've made a lot of progress in the past 6 weeks since we brought on board MCB. We've unified the management team of MCB and Happy. We've agreed on the systems, and we've done our research and agreed on the first country to expand into. So I feel like it's been really good progress.
Okay, great. Thanks very much.
Okay.
Thank you. We will now take our next question from Nitin Arora. Please go ahead. Your line is open. Pardon me. From HBSC London.
Good morning, gents. A couple of questions from me. Firstly, just following up on Spain, you talk about there has been delay. It was earlier February, then April, and looks like another couple of months, as you say. What does, firstly, that imply in terms of the investments you talked about in Spain? Earlier in the year, you guided towards an $8 million investment. Does that get deferred or into next year, or are you still guiding towards the same investment number? And then secondly, on Slovakia, we have the new regulations have been in place for 9 months. Your credit issued has been declining for almost 9 months now. Given that the average duration of the loan book is 6 months there, why is it that your impairment number is not coming down in that market? What are we missing here?
Okay. Thanks for the questions. So on Spain, our guidance would be just to hold your numbers as is for now. because we do intend to get into the country. It's simply a delay, and clearly we're going to go there with digital. So I think the sensible thing for now is just to assume that the numbers are the same.
Absolutely, yeah. And then, Nitin, on the second point around Slovakia. How I would describe it, obviously we had pretty stringent regulations came in May last year. And we went through initial first few months in terms of reworking certain aspects of our processes to comply with the regulation. That was very, very successful. Obviously, in terms of the collections funds, we're now in sort of a stabilisation phase where things have settled down and everything's working pretty well. Over the next few months, I think our expectation is that we'll see an improvement in both the collections funds and the credit issue growth. And obviously, once we get past May and June, then the reference period we'll be reporting against will be helpful as well. So I think, you know, overall, we had a tough few months after the regulation came in, but I think we're in a good place. And as Jared said, as we look forward into Q2 and Q3, I think we're pretty optimistic. There's some good reasons to be expecting improved performance from that market.
I think it was like the same commentary at the time of full year results, that you were seeing improvements, but we don't see any improvement in the numbers here. I thought it was similar commentary which you gave today, even at the time of full year numbers in February.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering why are impairment numbers not coming down, given your most of the customers which had the loan at the time of May-June should be out of the book now. Is it customers are still defaulting, your collection processes are not working fine? What is going on?
Yeah, I think, so Nitin, I think that certainly from our perspective, when we look at the underlying performance drivers in both markets, we can see an improvement. Obviously, you don't get that level of detail. What we report to you is effectively the year-on-year numbers, and obviously within that, certainly from an impairment perspective, you look at moving annual averages. So they include, you know, 24 months of information when you're comparing one set of numbers against the previous year. And these things take a full 12-month cycle before they work their way through and you're in a normal reference period. So I think at an underlying level, we see the improvements coming through, but it'll take, you know, another quarter or two before it will become apparent in the numbers.
Right, okay. And just lastly on Poland, there was an encouraging, very good improvement in the impairments number there. Are there any debt sales which have happened there or any recoveries, or is it a normal good quality which is coming through?
Good quality, Nathan. Good quality, no debt sales.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. We were very pleased with Poland, I have to say. Very pleased. Really, really, really strong turnaround from Q4.
Thank you. As a reminder, to ask a question at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone. We do not appear to have any further questions. I'll pass it back to the speakers.
Thank you, Una. Okay, so just to summarise, pleased with the quarter. It's not that long, I suppose, since we stood up and announced the year-end results, but we can confirm this morning that the actions that we are taking to address the growth slowdown in Q4 are having the desired impact. Clearly, these things don't turn overnight, but as I said earlier in the call, as we went through the quarter, month on month, we saw improvements, and that is what we were looking for. So underlying results up 18%, really positive on that, and clearly you know all about the individual countries as they're stated in the release. So thank you very much, everybody, for joining, and I'm sure if you have any other questions, you can direct us to our corporate team here. Thank you, Una.
Thank you. That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.